Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, preparations for COP30 are underway, with the Taoiseach Michael Martin being one of the world leaders who will be attending. And News Talk reporter Jessica Woodlock is over there for us, and she joins us now from Belém in Brazil. Lovely to speak to you, Jessica. What can we expect from this year's conference? What are the key themes that they're going to cover, and what's the mood like?
Hi, Kira. So I'm here in Belém, as you mentioned, and it's the very north of Brazil, and it's really right in the Amazon. The city here is called the Gateway to the Amazon, and that's really the setting that Brazil, as the host country, is trying to get across for this year's conference. So COP30 is seen as a sort of welcoming home of the issue of climate change to Brazil. It is the first time the conference has been held here, but the initial decision to actually draw up a United Nations framework on climate change was actually made in Rio in the early 90s, and that ultimately led to COP and led to 30 years of COP that will be discussed over the next few weeks. So not only that, Kira, it's 15 years since the Paris Agreement, so that would have imposed legally binding targets on countries. And we hear a lot in Ireland about our 2030 climate targets that we have to abide by. So the 15-year milestone is significant. So there is a lot of importance to this. Now, COP has been described as a bit of a talking shop in Greece. There's a real cautious optimism in the air here, Kira, that won't be the case this year. And that's for a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, COP29, last year's COP, focused on finance. So how much money would countries put on the table? What agreements can be made? And I suppose following on from that, this year's COP is being framed as the implementation of those agreements. So Ireland in particular is pushing for deadlines and policies to be outlined to ultimately get that money to where countries have said they will put it. The other reason, Kira, why I'd say there's a lot of optimism and hope really in the air here is that because we are here at the Amazon, so even just coming from the airport earlier this morning, you can see the Amazon forest. It's at the doorstep here. And that's the talking point from the host. And it gives a real welcoming environment that's been different to other COPs. You'll remember in Azerbaijan last year, in Dubai, in Egypt, they were sort of, I suppose, dogged with issues of oil and gas and even human rights issues in some places as well. And that continually took away from talking about climate change, okay, which is the big issue. So have the Amazon here, it makes for a more welcoming environment, definitely.
When can we expect the Taoiseach to arrive, and what role will he and the Irish delegation play in these negotiations? Briefly, Jessica.
So the Taoiseach's in the air at the moment. He's due to arrive tonight off a flight. And I've been told that other Irish delegates will arrive in about 2 hours' time to the airport here. The Taoiseach is, of course, representing Ireland over the next 2 days. Then we'll have Junior Minister Neil Richmond here from Monday for the beginning of the official talks. And then in week two, which is called the political week, that's when we can expect Environment Minister Dara O'Brien to arrive. So we do have a big delegation coming. There's around 50 to 60 people expected from the Department of Foreign Affairs and NGOs and the Department of the Environment. But that being said, it's the understanding at this stage that Ireland's role won't be as significant this year than it was in previous years. And that's simply because Eamon Ryan played such a high profile role in negotiations previously. Okay. He would have been at the fore of, you know, getting key agreements across the table. So we're missing that this year, but we do have some key officials in those areas, particularly loss and damage and adaptation. They're the two big issues.
All right. Thanks, Jessica Woodlock. And you will be reporting from COP for News Talk over the next couple couple of days. Well, John Sweeney, who is Emeritus Professor in the Irish Climate Analysis and Research Unit at the Department of Geography at Maynooth University, is with me now. You heard Jessica there. The hope is it won't be a talking shop. It's not going to be aspirational like perhaps COP29 was. This is about putting concrete plans in place. This is about implementation. Do you share that cautious optimism, John?
Well, I share some of it, and I hope Jessica is correct, but certainly there are some headwinds this year, particularly the shadow of Donald Trump over some of the countries that might be faltering in their commitments to implementation. And I think that will be one of the worries. Now, the last time President Trump was in office, it had a galvanizing effect on the other countries that came to the following COP after he withdrew. And I just hope the same thing happens this year as well, that solidarity is shown by the other 195 countries in the light of what Donald Trump is doing. He's going to send a very junior representative who will no doubt be trying to undermine any agreements that are made and using the veto that applies at COPs because he's not officially out of the UNFCCC system yet. I hope Jessica's right, and I hope also that Ireland plays a constructive role in this, because it's all very well talking about adaptation and loss and damage, but Ireland's record in terms of actually performing its own implementation is pretty disastrous. And we've seen over the past 30-40 years, Irish emissions not really moving very much at all since 1990, while some parts of the world have reduced their emissions significantly. The EU, for example, has reduced its emissions by 40% over that period, the UK by 50%, Ireland by somewhere between 0 and 5%. So it's one thing spinning a couple of years of minor reductions, as no doubt the Taoiseach will do, as progress next week. But I think seeing beyond that rhetoric and realising that this time next year, Ireland will be organising the EU response for COP31. If we have to have credibility this time next year, I think we have to be doing a lot more domestically to show leadership in tackling our own legally binding carbon budgets here in Ireland. And we haven't really seen that coming very strongly from the current administration as yet.
Okay, so we're not going to get leadership from China here because Xi Jinping isn't going, although he is sending a delegation. Trump isn't going. You say Ireland, we might be talking the talk, but we don't walk the walk. So who is providing leadership here at COP30 in terms of progressing those climate change goals?
Well, I would have hoped that the EU would be providing the same kind of leadership that it did all through the 90s and noughties, when some of the American delegates were very much almost in the sceptical camp. But we've seen over the past 24 hours the tortuous talks that have taken place in Brussels in providing the pledge from the EU for what it's going to offer for the 2035 period and even for the 2040 period. The talks have been polarised. And finally, only at 7:45 this morning was the EU's position for 2040 agreed as a 90% reduction, but with a whole host of caveats and get-outs, which have been demanded by a small group of countries, Hungary, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Bulgaria, Italy, Poland, Romania and Greece, who want to weaken the EU's climate policies and, if you like, take away the leadership of the EU in this area as well. So I think we have to be realistic. We've now settled on a reduction commitment for Europe of between 66 and 72% for the period up to 2035. And that is the NDC. That's the nationally determined contribution for Europe, which is only going to Belém today. It's been delayed by wrangling for so long. So at least that's something. But the reality is that the leadership of this particular issue is passing to China increasingly. Okay. And, you know, that's something that I think we should be worried about.
OK, John Sweeney, thank you for your expertise and for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. And we will be covering COP30 across the station over the next week or so.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.